Hello, welcome to the ADHD in Isolation podcast, where we talk all things ADHD. Today we've got an interesting guest, Heather, who's 16. I was put in touch with her because she goes to the group's youth group, and I'm really interested to hear some of her thoughts about having ADHD as a young person and as a female. So welcome, Heather. Okay, so Heather, thanks for joining me. How old were you when you were first diagnosed?
I was 8 when I first got diagnosed with ADHD.
Right, and what was life like before then? What kind of led up to that diagnosis?
I was getting in trouble at school because they didn't understand. Mum tried to get in contact with CAMHS a few times about it, but they needed the help of the school to get an urgent appointment, but the school wouldn't actually help. So we were on a waiting list for about, I think it was a couple of years till that happened, and it actually took them about 2 years to diagnose me with it.
Right, yeah. Well, that must have been a bit torturous. What was kind of happening that you were getting in trouble at school? What kind of things were you getting in trouble for?
I couldn't stop talking. I can't sit still. I was very in people's faces a lot. And I was very loud, and I was very disruptive all the time.
Mm-hmm. How did you get on with the other kids at that age?
I didn't really hang out with girls because they didn't really understand me. So I was mostly with boys all the time, playing football or like wrestling games or something like that.
Okay, a proper tomboy kind of thing.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. So you're probably more on the hyperactive end of the scale, right?
Yeah.
You know about how that there are different kind of types of ADHD, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And that would make sense that at that age, because the boys are just charging around and
yeah.
Was it just that you didn't hang out with girls, or was there kind of other social issues? Was there any kind of, I don't know, bullying or anything like that? Or was it just you just decided I'm having more fun with the boys?
Well, I got bullied a lot because I didn't dress like the girls, because I was more into wearing shorts than that, because I was more playing football or rugby or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I got bullied for that. And I was in the boys' football team because none of the other girls played football when I was in primary school. So I used to play with them, and the girls didn't understand that.
Girls can be really mean when they're young. I mean, all kids can be mean, but I remember girls being particularly mean. What position did you play football at the school football team?
I was sometimes goalie, and I was mostly defence.
Nice. Okay. So when you got diagnosed, what did you think about it? What happened to your head? You know, someone comes and presumably you go somewhere and a doctor or a nurse or a psychiatrist or whatever tells you, or, you know, tells your mum that you have ADHD. Did you know anything about ADHD before that?
I had no clue about it. I thought it was just something that made me more active and just really active than other people. But all because I don't really remember much of it, because I was quite young. But all I remember is I think I was taken out of the room to read a book with one of the other ladies while mum was in there. So yeah.
Okay. And did they explain to you what it was at the time, or was it just sort of you have ADHD?
It was basically I just had ADHD till I got older.
Okay, and were you embarrassed at all by having ADHD, or did you just get on with it?
Yeah, I didn't like having it that much because a lot of people judged me for having it because they didn't understand.
Yeah, I just hid it. I hid it from my friend for years and years. In fact, I hid it till university, basically. Mm-hmm. Do you find now that you're able to be open about having ADHD and that's kind of okay?
A little bit more, yeah, because I've met a few people, quite a lot of people with it, so it's made me feel more comfortable about it.
But it's still probably the sort of thing that you would think twice before telling someone.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is? What do you think, from your impressions, what do you think maybe some of the people your age think about ADHD?
They think I'm very disruptive. I'll destroy everything in my path, especially their parents. Because I don't like telling my friends, because they go tell their parents, and then their parents actually don't like me in their house. because I know a few people who don't let me in the house because they think I'm going to destroy it.
Okay, so there's, yeah. And is that based on just things that happened in the past, or is that just purely because of this kind of stigma around ADHD?
I think it's the stigma, yeah. Because there's some people's houses I've never been in, but they heard that I had it, and they were very wary of me, and they didn't like their children hanging out with me.
Wow, how did you find out about that?
Through my mum, and actually some of my friends told me.
Hey, that's rough.
When I was younger.
That's rough. That must have been tough.
Yeah, yeah.
But how are you doing these days with it? Are you finding that things have changed since you were younger, or do you feel, I assume that you feel probably quite a different person from back then?
Yeah, I feel much different. I understand it more now than I did when I was younger, but from like research and asking people about it, because I became more fascinated in it and wondered why I acted the way I was from when I was younger. But the symptoms of my ADHD have changed since I was younger as well.
How?
They've become more heightened in a way. So I'm more active. I can't sit still for long at all. And I'm just always on the go.
Yeah, it's possible you have hyperkinetic disorder, which is, well, I guess it is the hyperactive component that's mainly to do with just you have to move all the time. I mean, are you fidgeting with something right now?
Yeah.
What are you fidgeting with?
I have a pen, and like there's a big hole in my sock right now.
Right. Okay. And so you're just playing with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yesterday I met someone in a supermarket. It was only about 5-10 minutes into the conversation that I realized that I'd been sort of playing with my hands the whole time while I'd been speaking with them. I had no idea that I'd been doing it, but I'd just been fidgeting constantly.
Yeah.
And you sometimes forget you're doing it, right?
Yeah, all the time, yeah.
Does anyone notice when you fidget?
Yes, I get caught out a lot, and people are always like, oh, what are you doing? Or the people who know I have ADHD, they go, Heather, you're fidgeting again. Because sometimes it gets quite obsessive. I'll click the pen over and over again, and I won't let the pen go if it's like a clicky pen at the top.
For some people, this isn't the case for everyone, but for some people with ADHD, they actually need to move to think.
Yeah.
So you might find, I mean, even small things like chewing gum.
Yeah, I have gum, yeah.
Yeah, I found really helpful. And I do a lot of work from home, right? And I always have to have something that I can fidget with. Right now it's, you know, you've got clothes pegs. And you've got the little coil from clothes pegs. So I've broken the plastic off and I'm just pinging the little coil thing. So,
yeah.
Anyway, what do you think are some of the positives with having ADHD?
Do you think out of the box more than other people, I think? And if you're really interested in a task, you will sit at it and try and get it done if you're really engaged with it.
Okay, so you kind of you can hyper-focus on something.
Yeah.
What do you mean by you're kind of more imaginative? What do you think that looks like in your brain?
I feel like if I'm writing a creative essay or something for English, I can think more out of the box than most of my friends. And my brain kind of thinks of loads of different ideas at once, and they all just come to me at once. And I have to try to put them all together. So I've about 10 different ideas in my head at once.
So good for coming up with maybe a bit of creative writing. Maybe not so good when someone's giving you instructions and you're thinking about...
Yeah, no, yeah.
As I do sometimes, just thinking about like football or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to go back to you teaching yourself, right? So you basically think that you're coping a lot better because you've learned about the condition a little bit more, right? And you've learned a little bit more about how you work.
Yeah.
Can you explain why learning about the condition, rather than just dodging the fact that you have it, why that might be beneficial to someone?
Because you're able to figure out what triggers your ADHD more. And if you can't get medication or anything, it can help you figure out, if you can't find your triggers, how to control them. And if you understand it more, you're able to explain it to other people.
Is there any part of it, for me anyway, I found a part of it when I was reading about ADHD, I think it's very easy, even if you've got friends, to feel quite alone with ADHD on some level. And I'm not going to get all sappy and whatever here, but what I mean by that is you can tell that there's something slightly different about the way your brain is operating, even if it's subtle things. And for me, I always felt quite alone until I started reading about ADHD. And then I discovered, you know, then you realize that, okay, it's this 5% of all people basically operate like me, you know, and 5% of people maybe struggle to hear what someone's saying if someone else is speaking 2 feet away from them, and 5%, you know.
Yeah.
Do you think, is that something, do you have any friends with ADHD?
Yeah, I've quite a few with ADHD, yeah.
Right. And are their experiences any different from yours?
A little bit, yes, because some of them aren't as hyper as me. They're more zoned out half the time, so they don't really act the same way as me. But I feel like people with ADHD, not everyone's the same anyway. Everyone's got different things with it.
What do they and you think about medication?
They're all medicated. It's just me who isn't right now.
Why did you choose not to be?
I didn't choose. I can't actually take medication properly because my body just doesn't like it. So I've had stomach problems because of them, and they've actually gave me really bad mental health issues.
Right. Yeah. That can happen.
Yeah. We're still trying to find a good medication, but right now I think it's one more chance of medication, and then I can't take it anymore.
Right. Okay.
Because I've tried that many.
Okay. Yeah. Because I think there's about six. Is that right? And
you've
tried a few different ones. And I assume that your friends are probably on a common one, methylphenidate.
Yeah.
And do they find it helps them?
Yeah, they're quite calm. They can focus on tasks. I can see that because when I'm with them, they're quite more laid back and I'm the one jumping about the place.
Do they ever get frustrated with you?
Yeah, I get shouted at a lot, yeah.
But it seems like you've got some good friends, right, who just understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're lucky.
Yeah.
Not any more lucky, you know, but it's a nice thing to have friends that understand, right? Makes a big difference.
Yeah.
Okay. Are there any things that you wished people understood about ADHD that, you know, it's obviously not easy to just go up to someone and just suddenly start educating them. Are there any things that you wished just automatically that the people around you could understand about ADHD?
That we don't mean some of the things that we do. If we're quite in your face or loud or very disruptive, we don't actually mean it because we can't really control that side.
Okay, so you'd like people to understand the kind of impulse control part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the concentration as well. If we ask if they could repeat the question, not to shout us for not listening, to actually come over and try and explain it better to us.
Yeah. I actually found when I took my kind of first big job after university, I was really struggling because I was getting a lot of instructions verbally.
Yeah.
And, you know, someone would come up to me and talk to me for a minute and a half about the thing I had to do. Mm-hmm. And in the end, I actually had to tell them about my ADHD because I was finding that in a minute and a half's time, I will have forgotten or I wasn't focusing for, let's say, a quarter or a third of that, which meant that made the task impossible. So I found that I had to have them write down the instructions, which really helped.
Yeah.
Can you, the impulse control thing, just for a moment, can you kind of explain what you mean by that? How might that be different than just someone without ADHD?
If we get frustrated, for an example, we sometimes start to freak out and get really loud, panicky, and we don't mean it in a way. I get quite agitated and I'll start moving a lot, and then I won't be able to sit still, and I'll start like shouting at other people, but I don't mean it, and then I feel bad like after it happens, once I've cooled down from it. But I think people need to understand that we need to be talked to calmly or left alone to calm down.
Yeah, because you could just end up feeding off someone else's tense anger, right? Yeah. And guilt. I mean, I know I feel a lot of guilt. I certainly used to when I was younger about things. And you really do, don't you? And it's difficult to explain to someone that it wasn't really me.
Yeah.
It wasn't really me at that point, was it? It was a version of me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And but you still feel guilty for it, right? So if you say something horrible to your parents or your friends or something,
yeah,
I guess you've still got to take responsibility for it, whether or not you have ADHD, but it's tough because sometimes it feels like someone else was kind of at the wheel controlling you at that point. Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah.
What about specifically for girls with ADHD? Why do you think it took so long for you to get a diagnosis? Why do you think it took so long for the school to acknowledge that you had ADHD? What do you think society generally, people generally, think about girls with ADHD?
I think they just see the part where we can't concentrate more than the other parts, or they think we're just trying to either follow the crowd or impress someone, or we're just badly behaved kids that haven't been taught properly at home.
Do you, your friends with ADHD, are they all female or male?
It's a mix. I've got more females who have got ADHD as my friends.
Right. Okay. Are any of them from the youth group?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this brings us nicely into the youth group then. So, for context for the listeners, the Perth group has run a youth group for years and years now. Just a small youth group, and it's mainly parents or, you know, adults with ADHD or some volunteers, I think, who run it. Small group, what is it, 10, 12 kids, is that right?
Yeah, how about that, yeah.
Not, well, young people, I suppose we should say, rather than kids. And when did you first start going to the youth group? What was that like?
I think it was about 6 to 7 years ago I started going there, and it was an all-girls youth group at the start. And I think there was one boy in it.
Okay.
And I loved it the first day I went, but half the people who used to go there actually don't go there anymore. So it's changed now. There's now boys in the youth group as well. Yeah, there's now new people at it. There's all new volunteers as well. And we're in a new building now as well.
Okay. What do you like? Why are you still there 6, 7 years down the line?
I feel like it's kind of a support unit for me there as well, because there's people who have gone through similar situations, and there's quite a few young people there, so I feel like I can help them a bit as well if they struggle, because I know quite a few of them actually struggle with it, with school and everything. So me being a bit older than them, I feel like I can help them through some of the situations they might go through.
So you've kind of taken on the role of mentor a little bit.
Yeah.
And you find that you can use your own experiences to support them, right? Are you seeing that some of them are going through some of the stuff that you've already been through in a way?
Yeah.
What sort of things do you do at the youth group? What's it like? I've never actually been there.
Well, they take us out on like day outs, or since it's a night one, we normally go to night places. So we actually got to go to the Amazon building a couple months ago.
What's the Amazon building?
It's where they do all the packaging for parcels for people, and we actually got to do that.
Cool, yeah, okay.
When we're there, we either do crafts, cooking, or we've had a few people from, I think we've had a guy who has ADHD as well. He came in and talked to us about it.
Okay. What about the adults that work there?
They're all really nice. I've known Helen for the whole of my primary school years as well, so I knew her before I went. That's how I got invited to the group, and they've all been really supportive through the whole time I've been there, and they've helped me a lot.
Yeah, she's great. She's brilliant. She's quite kind of no nonsense, isn't she?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else do you want to say about the youth group? Are there any, you know, particularly nice things that you've done for the youth group? Any times when you feel like the youth group's gone above and beyond, anything like that?
They helped me sort out CAMS before, and they've helped me actually sort out some issues with my ADHD quite a few times now. So they've gone and done more things than just for the youth group. They've helped me with school and CAMS centre and my mental health.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it pretty much goes with the territory with ADHD, certainly in teenage years, that there's going to be associated mental health difficulties.
Yeah.
And it's good that people are getting the support early on, right?
Yeah.
Because there's no reason that if you're having difficulties at your age, that those difficulties need to continue all through your life. The problem is when you have the difficulties at your age and nothing gets done about them.
Yeah.
Yeah. If this is too invasive, that's fine. But how and you don't have to answer, but how about home life? Has that changed at all since you were younger?
Yeah, it's changed quite a lot because most of my family didn't understand it at all. But now since, because my dad didn't understand it at all, he didn't understand what was going on. But now since I've been diagnosed for quite a few years now, the mum and that have been able to research it, look up on it, and they've had more of an understanding of why I do the things, some of the things I do.
So you think it's a really important part of that has been that your parents have spent time reading up on the condition?
Yeah.
Yeah, I imagine it would make a big difference, because I think you can probably relate that sometimes you and me probably will have behaviors that don't really make sense.
Yeah.
Unless you have an understanding about what ADHD actually is. So yeah, it could be an extremely confusing experience being a parent of a kid with ADHD without understanding ADHD.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you said that you were really enjoying mentoring some of the younger kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I suspect from speaking to you that you're probably quite good at that. What are your ambitions for life? What are you enjoying doing at school? What do you want to do after school? Ambitions doesn't have to be a career. It can be family, it can be travel, it can be anything.
Well, I've nearly finished school now, so I'm doing a 2-year college course right now, and it's in social care because I just finished childcare. So I really want to get into something either social work or helping other people with issues and everything.
Okay, very good, very good. And is that just going to be local for now, around Perth area?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. I just have one more question, and I think we've pretty much covered it. If there's anything else that you think that there's like a glaring thing that we've kind of missed, then you can talk about that. But my last question is, what do you think ADHD brings to the world?
I think it brings a little bit of chaos, but a lot of joy, because some of the people with ADHD were quite active and quite excited. Most of the time we get really excited over really small things. So it brings a lot of joy as well to the world.
I like that. Yeah. Good answer. I think we've pretty much covered it, Heather.
Mm-hmm.
What are you up to for the rest of today?
One of my friends are coming over for a social distance picnic in my garden. So he's going to get his food and bring it to mine.
Right. Cool. Well, have a great day then.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks very much for doing that.